Argentina. So Sam will come now and tell us something of the great, amazing things that God is doing there.
It's a great privilege to be here this morning. I want to show you a video that kind of gives an overview of the work. It also shows the connection between our work and the work of my parents. My dad was an independent, fundamental Baptist missionary with everything that implies. And because of that, our work's really not really connected, let's put it that way. And it's two separate works. My dad passed away almost 3 years ago now. And as I look back and thought of all that he had meant to me, and even though there's some differences in where we're at and where he was at, we owe him a lot. And so this video will kind of show that linkage between my dad's work and then our own work, which is really quite separate, but in a great sense has grown out of my dad's original work. And then when I'm done with the video, I'll give you a really brief kind of summary of what's going on. Like, I did the wrong thing. You know, sound men and AV guys are the true heroes. Oh, space bar, that's what it was. Yeah, thank you.
Of the Lord has raised up for us. as leaders of God's foreign war, and our team members are young enough to be our children.
It's become clear to us that this is a generational project.
Our ministry focus has begun to change from the church planting to training church planters. So we began a 79-year biblical way of caring, which has online students all over Latin America. We have students in Argentina, in Chile, in Peru, in Colombia, in Mexico. We even have students in Cuba. We also began for staff to seek critical financial support for the new works. We believe the indigenous principle, which says that we shouldn't create financial dependency on the deal. But our churches are self-supporting. Our people give sacrificially. They support the new missionary to be sent out. Works on the field don't have the access to skills, infrastructure, and capital that the first world churches have access to. And this one is growth. Christianity exists to encourage responsible growth. My dad would be strong. See, Chris's last message from the wheelchair took this as a text of Revelation 2:10. Be faithful to death, and I will give you a crown of life.
As the video mentions, we're kind of moving into a new phase of ministry. We're home on furlough now. This is the first furlough we've had in a long time. Our son is finishing up his master's degree at Westminster, has to turn in his thesis, and then he's done. The last time we were on furlough, he was in kindergarten. And we've been back on a number of occasions, but this is the first time we've taken an extended furlough in a while. And we come back hoping to raise support and build a great network of support for the ministry of the seminary. And we feel like that we're at a point where we can see really great things happen if we can find the support network that we need. The churches have grown. We have 6 different works at this point. And of course, we're partnering also with some Molinas up in Carlos Paz. We just had a conference before we came up, and had 9 marks down, and we had 300 people from all over Latin America. And there's beginning to be Reformed Baptist churches popping up in numerous places. And so I don't know which way it's all going to go. I don't know if there's an association in the offing or what, but we're beginning to see a network of churches that are coming together for the sake of the gospel in Latin America. So right now, what we're doing is I'm trying to finish up my coursework at Southern. I'm working on a PhD and hoping to finish all my coursework by May. And as we go back, many of you know Manuel Carbonell. He finished his MDiv at Westminster, and he's back. He's doing a great job. If all goes well, then Manuel will probably be instated as an elder in the upcoming year, and so that will give us greater freedom as he works with the other elders to dedicate ourselves to other things. Just before we came up, we were looking just within the context of our own work, looking at the guys, how many guys felt some sort of calling to ministry, and we were looking at different categories. We've got a group of about 7 single guys that are in their 20s that I meet with on a regular basis. There's some married guys that are very serious. We begin to go down the different categories. And we've got 35 guys in our own work that are interested in being prepared for ministry. And that doesn't take into account the other works. And we're also beginning to see what we've always dreamed about. For us, the goal has been to reach the point where we can send people to other fields. Not just to plant churches in Argentina, but to be able to send people to other fields. And so, for example, you saw a picture of Manuel on one of his trips to Africa. Right now we've got 3 different projects that are beginning to grow, and we hope in the next 2 or 3 years we'll be able to put people overseas. We've got a young man in our church, he's in mid-30s, he's an architect, he's already been to Morocco, and he'd like to set up a business and mission kind of project in Morocco. My son's best friend, a guy named Nestor, who He's pastoring one of the works right now, has a real burden for India, and I'm going to be taking him on a trip to India at the end of this year, beginning of next year, kind of do a scouting trip, and we're hoping that in 2 or 3 years he can be ready to go to India, and we have some people interested in a project in London. And so we're real excited about the direction things can go, but we're also needing to kind of build up the framework that is going to take the next steps. So I'm very excited about what's happening here. I've been praying for this meeting. Some of you know that I'm a William Carey nerd, and I can't help but see in this meeting the potential for something important. Remember the meeting at Clipstone, remember the meeting eventually at Kettering, and things that God did among a group of Reformed Baptists who would have never thought that they could begin be the beginning of the greatest revival in the history of the human race. And God did it, and God can do it again.